So we're at the Cornwall Wise Awards, and this is part of the Convergence Partnerships plan to help encourage people to get on with business and, you know, skill up Cornwall. And Carleen Kellerman is from the Convergence Partnership Office. Now, just tell me about these awards. It's the fourth year, isn't it, these have been held?
Yes, Matthew, this is the fourth time that we celebrate what we are doing to help people back into work through innovative access, skills and employment. And we have a lot to celebrate.
Okay, so we're here at the Headland Hotel to celebrate this. Just tell me about the sorts of things that we will find out later today.
We'll be celebrating businesses who provide innovative access to employment or innovative programs for upskilling or reskilling, which is really important in this day and age. And more so, we will be enjoying the celebration of individuals, many of whom have come from the furthest points away from the labour market and have entered to the training or have gained employment over the last year.
It's now my real pleasure to introduce the Welfare to Work Award winners. First of all, the winner of the Individual Award. This year's award goes to a 40-year-old Cornishman who struggled in mainstream school. Although eventually diagnosed with a learning disability, his experiences had already affected his confidence and self-esteem. On leaving school, he did various jobs, including working for 7 years in a meat processing factory. At this time, he settled down, got married, and started a family. Unfortunately, things did not last. The safe employment haven shut down, and over the next few years, he was employed off and on, mostly finding building work through word of mouth. In 2000, having injured his back, he was no longer able to do labour-intensive jobs, and the next 8 years were the toughest he had ever faced, resulting in his marriage breakdown and becoming homeless. However, with a referral from his GP to a clinical psychologist, support from Stoneham Housing Association, and support through Action for Employment, he was referred to Cornwall Works for Learning Disabilities, where specialist support from People First has helped him realise his ambitions. He's now employed for 16 hours a week, he's off benefits, he has financial independence and security, he's also got far more self-confidence and is looking forward to playing a key role in his children's futures. This year's Welfare to Work Individual Award winner is Jeff Davis.
One of the awards at the Cornwall Works Wise Awards is Welfare to Work, and it's been won by Cornwall Fire and Rescue. With me is Scott Brown from Cornwall Fire and Rescue. Just tell me about how important it is to you to get this award.
Yeah, I mean, in the initial stages, this is now the fifth month that we've been working with Cornwall Works and Job Centre Plus. So to achieve an accolade like this after a relatively short period of time is fantastic. I think it only goes to show and evidences further how influential Cornwall Fire Rescue Service can be in wider community needs and initiatives and forging partnerships like this.
One of the winners was the New Key for Excellence training, and we've got Jill Moore and Ruth Vincent with me. So I'm going to speak to Jill first. Jill, just tell me, what's your project's been about?
Well, essentially, we started our focus really on the tourism and hospitality sector. Ruth and I both had public sector backgrounds. We moved to Newquay in 1990 and did what a lot of people do from the Midlands. We bought a small hotel and we got involved in the tourism and hospitality sector in the town. And at that time, it was very difficult to get staff trained. The nearest college was 16 miles away. And we just thought we could put our previous public sector expertise to a bit of use. And we established a training organisation in Newquay to particularly support the development of tourism and hospitality skills in the town.
Okay, so Ruth, just tell me how you've improved the way that Newquay works.
I think we've improved not just the way Newquay works, but I mean, we've certainly worked with a lot of hotels, guest houses, restaurants, campsites, tourist attractions right throughout the county now. We've seen an increase in the level of skills that training is now taking place for. When we first started, as Jill said, 16 years ago, it was very much a one-day course. Now we're actually, you know, very much involved in higher level MVQs, management MVQs. to the extent that businesses are actually paying higher salaries and they're employing more skilled workforce. So I think it's just up the game a lot, not just in Newquay, I think right across the industry.
Yeah, it's Mark Williams. I'm head of provider accounts at the Skills Funding Agency with responsibility for a whole range of activity, but in this case, European Social Fund Convergence. And I've just won the award for individual skills.
My name's Mark Yeoman. I'm the Deputy Director of the Convergence Partnership Office, and I've just won the Blair Thompson Partnership Award.
Now, just tell me, what is the reason that you've been given why you won this?
I think it's dogged determination over the last 10, 11, 12 years, trying to encourage everybody to exploit the opportunities of European investment, firstly through Objective One and now through the two Convergence programmes.
Two of the awards were presented by Dave Minear of 15 Cornwall. The first one was for track services.
I'm delighted to be able to read the citations for the two innovation awards. And we are very lucky in this county to have all sorts of fascinating things going on. So this is not an easy award to win. Now there's a bit of a giveaway in the first line on this one. Company directors, Sarah and Jonathan Trethallen. It's nothing to do with that, it's a completely different company. Established their regulatory affairs consultancy in 2001 with a clear aim to build a business by developing the skills and providing real career opportunities for graduates in Cornwall. In 2005, they identified the opportunity to grow their business, but recognised the shortage of professionals within the industry, exacerbated by the location of their business. The company developed an innovative model to develop their business, working with Unlocking Cornish Potential. They recruited local life science graduates and developed an in-house training programme to provide them with the knowledge and skills to become recognised regulatory affairs professionals. This was a two-year programme that included taking on projects and appropriate industry training, with UCP providing mentoring and support. The results speak for themselves. The business has developed a strong lifelong learning culture within the business, and in 2009 was awarded Investors in People's Silver status, putting it in the top 1% of all IIP-recognised companies in the UK. Has low absenteeism and staff turnover, which is fairly unique in the industry. As a result, the business has grown by 360% between 2005 and 2010. We all love that. And now has clients all over the world. The company, of course, is Track Services, and I've already given away Sarah and Jonathan for that. Now come to the stage, please.
It's an honour to pick up an award and to be recognised amongst such tremendous activities that we're speaking about today. I'm not Cornish, Jonathan is, so I always feel a little bit of a fraud, but you know, we gave up really good jobs to come back to Cornwall, and that was a big risk for us, and so part of what we do now is about creating those opportunities for other people.
Now the next one is for an individual rather than a company. I'll put the old glasses back on. And I don't give this one away till right to the end. Tell you a story. Our winner's story is powerful evidence of how investment in university education and facilities, combined with an individual's personal drive and determination, can lead to invention, innovation, and business success. He has a degree and a PhD from Exeter University's Camborne School of Mines. And it was during his time as an undergraduate there that he was challenged by one of his lecturers to make good his off-the-cuff comments that there must be machines that could do mine survey work. The result, after an undergraduate project and postgraduate development with design advice and refinements from University College Falmouth, so conveniently located, is a robot. Never given the award to a robot before. A robot that uses state-of-the-art laser scanning technology and wireless communications designed for remote use in underground mining operations that both improves the efficiency of mining surveys and, of course, reduces the risk to the surveyor. The results are comprehensive 3D maps of the mines in a fraction of the time required for conventional surveying. Not only did this more than meet the challenge he received as a student, but is now the hub of successful business operations that have seen his robot survey mines across the world, including in Mexico and the world's deepest gold mine in South Africa. I wonder whether they can nick stuff. This year's Innovation Individual Award winner is Dr. James Jobling Purser. And sadly, he is not here. Now, I wonder where he is. To collect James's award and maybe explain what he's up to right now is Nigel Hewitt from the Combined Universities in Cornwall. Nigel.
Our 2011 Outstanding Achievement Award winner has championed and fostered many of our new economic legacies over the last decade and beyond. Whether it be the iconic giants like the Eden Project, the Combined Universities of Cornwall, 15 Cornwall, or the myriad of people-focused activities helping those from all backgrounds into education, training, or jobs. He's been our guiding light, broker, fixer, and government champion in bringing these to fruition, and with such a light touch and sensitivity that lift this community of Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly up to more than we would have been. Above all, he has always championed the individual, believing in unlocking the potential of person, removing their barriers to engagement, and opening gateways to opportunity. Through his intervention and his influence, the legacy is that we are in a much better stepping off point to face the challenges and the opportunities of the future. And the future will be different. And different is not always better, but better is always different. In the spirit of outstanding achievement, there is no one worthier. I'm about to crack my friend Richard Bailey.
I've been very much on the side of the wonderful things that have been happening, and I'm a career civil servant, and I always think of civil servants as the people who should be in the sidelines, not on the front of the stage. So it's an embarrassing but wonderful and flattering